Brand new to 91.9 CFM. It's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz.
Now, Tazzy, doing what we do, I look for content everywhere we go, right?
Yeah. Everything's a radio show. Everything can be on the radio show.
Yeah, so I'm a member of pretty much every community board on the Sunshine Coast, even if I don't live in that suburb.
Yep.
I'm a part of it.
Caloundra to Noosa, Ellie is stalking your posts.
Absolutely. So today I want to shine a spotlight on one of them.
Oh, great.
Nambour Locals.
Oh, not one I'm a part of.
No. Well, you should be, or you shouldn't be, because it could be about to be shut down.
Yeah.
Someone is on there, or maybe multiple people.
Yeah.
And they've gone wild. They're doing all these anonymous posts.
Shout out Nambour Locals if you're on there and you know this. What's going on?
There's some random stuff that keeps popping up, particularly in the last few days.
Yeah.
There's been all these random posts. Like 3 hours ago, an anonymous participant wrote, "Rabbits are nice to eat."
Aren't there moderators in these groups?
This is the thing, that now, after all these posts, there are being some other posts being like, can the moderators please stand up right now? Like,
please stand up. Please stand up.
Another one got a bit loopy.
Yeah.
Don't use self-service checkouts. You don't work there. You don't get a discount by scanning your own. So why do it? It's the staff's job. So let them do it. Wake up, people.
Nambour is loose. Wake up, people.
Another one. Start getting used to cashless. Cash soon be gone.
Oh, this reeks of one person.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not three different people.
What about ditch the Olympics? Not needed
here. Oh, yeah, same person. This isn't all of Nambour. You've thrown all of Nambour under the bus.
No, I'm just saying Nambour Locals, that's the name of the group.
Yeah.
Like I said, it could be one troll, could be many, all of them hiding behind the anonymity feature on Facebook groups. But this one, Tazzy. Is the one that takes the cake.
Okay.
As being
is
a
this,
bit outlandish.
Did you see this and went, okay, this is now good enough for the radio
show?
Yeah,
this is
the
one that drew me to the page.
Great.
A woman's job is cooking, cleaning and laundry. So just reminding you what your job is, ... I don't know what that means.
What do they mean to post it into Nambour Locals?
Don't know.
What is going on in Nambour?
If you are an admin of the Nambour Locals group, please, maybe just put some protocols in place so not just anyone can post. Okay, that's all I'm going to say.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home on 91.9 CFM.
Big night for you tonight. We've been talking about it for the last week.
Yeah.
You're heading to the Mountain Creek Primary graduation.
Well, my grade 7 teacher was on the show about this time last week and she said, we'd love you to be our special guest at our graduation. Of course, grade 7s are no longer in primary school since I've been there. They've changed that. Grade 6s are now going to be graduating and tonight is their graduation. So it's a big night.
Yeah.
And I'm the special guest. Apparently, they couldn't afford Ellie Chaney.
Yeah.
From CFM.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, look, I would have done it for free, but I didn't go to the school, so it didn't feel
right. I've still got the old uniform, actually. I found out.
Oh, you should wear it.
I was talking to my parents, and they said, we've still got, like, one of your, either me or my sister's, primary school uniform shirt. But it wouldn't fit me.
Would
it's
it
tiny.
Fit me? Can I wear it?
It probably may actually fit you. Apparently, it was way too small for me. You might fit it.
Oh, okay. If it's too small for you in year 6, chances are this 32-year-old ain't going to fit in it.
Yeah, when I was in grade 5, yeah, no problem. You're still fitting the same clothes as me. But tonight I'm going to be up on stage and hopefully wowing the crowd with some radio stuff.
Yeah, and you did do a little practice run of your speech to me just before. And you were saying, oh, I hope there's like a lectern or something so I've got something to lean on.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, well, careful if you're leaning on the lectern because...
This is wild, Sunny Coast. This could be one of the craziest stories.
Yeah. My brother, at my brother's school, there was a kid giving a speech, I think probably like a whole school assembly.
Yeah.
And he was leaning on the lectern and fainted and fell forward.
Wow.
Fell off the stage into the crowd and ended up having to go to hospital. I don't know exactly what his injuries were, but he broke something.
Why did he faint?
I think it was just a really hot day, actually. That's right. Apparently it was like 38 degrees or something that day. Super hot. Like
up on
a bit
stage,
anxious
bit
in
nervous.
Front of the crowd. Yep. And boom, he face plants into the crowd. So I said, don't let that happen to you, Tazzy.
This is what we're doing this afternoon. 545-11-919. What went wrong on stage? If you did musical theatre, if you were ever in a show, if you still are in shows at the moment, what went wrong on stage? 545-11-919. We've got a Sea Life family pass up for grabs. The Savi, make me feel a little better about this afternoon.
Yeah, just prep you for what could happen.
Yeah, 100%. I'll be ready.
Yeah, I have an absolute doozy.
Uh-oh.
But I'll tell you after the ads.
Okay.
Okay. Mandy's in Budrum. Mandy, did something bad happen when you were on stage?
It actually happened just before we were meant to go on stage. So we were all lining up, ready to go on stage. I was in school, and I don't know if you remember the good old Nambour Civic Centre there that's now sadly closed.
Yes, I know exactly what you talk about, Mandy.
Yep. So we're all lined up, all in our beautiful big dresses, and it was for the Hairspray musical, and there was a girl standing in line. Called Kylie, sorry to name her, but we had like tons of hairspray in our hair, and one of the boys, I don't know where he got a lighter from, but he was standing behind poor Kylie in line, playing with a lighter, got the back of her hair, and the bottom of her hair just went poof. And so we're all waiting there to go on stage, and they've had to pull her out and continue with the show to get us on. So,
oh my gosh, yes, how poor Kylie got a. How old were you in this, Mandy?
I think we were grade 9 at the time, so bad enough that, you know, you've got to worry about your looks and try and be cool, and poor Kylie had singed hair. Oh,
that is a predetermined act from whoever who did that, whoever, had the lighter. You're not doing a musical called Hairspray without having that as the plan, you know? Like, ooh, doing Hairspray, ooh, bring your lighter. I'm going to light someone's hair on fire.
Yep, that's it. Well, it was memorable for all of us.
So are you saying, Mandy, for my speech this afternoon for Mountain Creek Primary's graduation, no hairspray?
No hairspray or no lighter, either or.
Okay, done.
Probably good to just avoid both.
Neither of those.
Don't do what I did, Tassie, in my Year 12 musical.
Yes. What musical was it?
Thoroughly Modern Millie. And I was like,
it's not one of the big ones.
It's not.
No.
I was the villain character, and I had a solo.
Yeah.
And when I was younger, like a solo song.
I had
two songs. Yeah. And back in the day, up until I was about 20, actually, when I got nervous, I'd get like a kind of a form of performance anxiety.
Yeah.
And I would vomit. Right? It used to happen on the netball court all the time, basketball, rowing, the whole shebang.
As a kid?
Yep, all throughout my primary school and high school. Yeah. I would just vomit when I got nervous. So anyway, bit nervous about the old solo.
Yeah.
So I got up there opening night, sang my song, and I thought I'd gotten through it. Except the last bit of the song, I had to do like this big final note. And sure enough, the song was called They Don't Know, right? So I was like, they don't. And then I was supposed to do a big no at the end, right?
Yeah.
And I just go.
Oh.
Had the vomit in my mouth.
Oh.
And thought, I just have to hang out until the lights go out. I just have to hold it in. So I didn't do the last note, held the vomit in my mouth, and just span on the spot in a circle until the lights went out. And then bleh, all over the stage.
Oh.
The poor backstage crew had to come clean up my vomit before they brought the next props on.
Kids in your grade.
Yeah.
Yeah. And kids from the other younger grades had to come up and clean your vomit.
Yeah. It was awful.
Oh, that's devastating.
Yep.
I can't believe you're at the point in your life where you can retell that story.
Oh, I know. Well, I did my stand-up comedy a couple of years ago. That was my...
Therapy works, everybody.
Am I right? Anyway, keep the calls coming.
How old were you in that?
Year 12.
17?
17, yeah. Oh, I've had so many vomit stories. How long have you got?
I don't know. Not long
honestly,
enough. No. Let's go to the phones.
Let's
talk about what went wrong on stage. Deb from Curramundi, what went wrong for you?
Okay, so very short version of the story. It was probably like grade 11, end of year music concert, and myself and a couple of girls had decided to form a girl band because there was a really awesome boy band. And one of the girls' dads taught me lead guitar, taught me a song. We practiced. I wasn't great, but, you know, it was okay.
Being and a rock star, stage, Deb, it's all about enthusiasm and just selling it, Deb. Confidence.
Yeah, well, trust me, I did. Because I saw the dad of one of the girls unplug my guitar and plug his own in. So it was, I could see him playing the lead guitar behind the curtain. And so no sound was coming from my guitar, right? So when it came to the lead guitar solo, where it was just supposed to be me playing, I had my hands above my head, clapping my hands and just dancing and stuff. That's a bit rude, right?
Oh, no.
Yeah. But hey, look, I mean, even the the best artists don't write their own songs sometimes, okay? You know, Britney Spears, she didn't write her own songs. Yeah. She was a superstar.
Some of them don't even sing the song.
Exactly.
Deb, do you remember the name of the girl band?
Oh, God, no. No. I haven't thought about it for years. It just popped into my head when, so what went wrong on stage? That was the first thing that popped into my head.
I think we've got to get the band back together and we've got to get Deb her guitar solo.
Yeah. I mean, what's your friend's dad doing? Is he available? Because we might need him.
On 91.9 CFM, it's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
About to give away a half ham from Noosa Meat Centre, the Noosa Meat Centre for award-winning hams this Christmas. Now, how this is going to work this afternoon, this is a radio first for me. I don't know if you, Ellie, have done anything like this before.
Oh, look, chopped and changed in the biz for a while, so giving it a crack.
God. Seasoned veteran over here. So we have been chatting to a whole heap of people during that song, putting them on hold. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of Christmas fans and probably a lot of Grinches in this list. I haven't asked any yeses or nos. I don't know where anybody sits on the topic. However, yep. CFM, between 6 and 6, won't play any Christmas music unless everybody here agrees. This is so cool. This is a social experiment.
It's going to be chaotic.
Can we add everybody in? So we've got 9 lines at the moment, as many as our phone system will let us. We're going to make a huge party call right now. I'll do a roll call in a second as well once Ellie's added everybody in.
No, it's not letting us add any more.
No.
Is happening there. All right, well, we're going to have to do 3 people.
Turns out preparation would have been good for this segment. I wanted to put everybody on the air.
Yeah, I thought that you could. I've done it before, but apparently not today.
Are you pushing the right buttons?
I'm pushing the right buttons.
Okay, well, we've got 3 people on the line right now. I was hoping to get all the way through all the 9 lines. Okay, line 1, we've got Rachel. Hello, Rach.
Hi.
We've got Ellie and Josh as well. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, Rachel, Ellie, Josh. The power is in your hands right now. How this is going to work, you three, okay, is we're going to start playing some Mariah Christmas music. You have about 5 or 6 seconds. If you don't want to hear any Christmas music, shout no, okay? But if all 3 of you are silent for the beginning of the song, Christmas music will play on CFM, then the floodgates will open, and then from now on it's Christmas galore right through until the 25th. You guys understand?
Yep, all right.
Okay, so if you want to hear Christmas music, you stay silent. If you don't, if you want to veto it, just shout no as loud as you can. Let's start. Mariah, here we go.
No!
Ah!
Oh! Who was that? Was that Josh?
No, God, no. My 2-year-old was pumping it. He was waiting for it.
Rachel!
No.
You were the culprit, were you?
Yeah, I'm a massive Grinch.
Oh, Rach.
It's Christmas Eve.
Oh, well, okay, so we can play happy birthday music up until the 24th.
Happy birthday music.
It's Rachel's birthday.
Hey, Rachel, we go another day with no Christmas music on CFM. However, you are walking away with a half ham as well for Noosa Meat Centre, just because you were line one, not because you said no.
Yeah, not because you said no.
We're not
okay?
Rewarding the Grinches here.
Good on you, Rach. How good. All right, we'll play Tate McRae instead, I guess.
It was a close one.
This is CFM.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
We do say we're the feel-good drive home, and that's kind of what I'm bringing with this next story. Feel-good, just how cool is that?
Do you need some, like, happy music in the background?
I mean, what have you got?
I mean, I reckon that somewhere in here I've got a, like, happy... Yeah, here it is.
While you search for it, I can start the story.
Here we go.
Okay.
It's kind of like a brand power, helping you buy better.
It is too. Okay. Forget brand power. This is a story that's dropped just over on Reddit. It happened over in the States, apparently. Mm-hmm. It starts off bad, but it gets good. All right, trust me.
Oh, well, in that case, you should have told me. I got some...
Great.
Yep, okay.
So can you start sad, and then when you think the story's changing, can you bring in the happy music?
Okay, all right, okay, yep, okay. I can do that. Okay.
I mean, it's a feel-good story.
All right, here we go.
I had to lay off my entire staff, including myself, with 8 hours notice.
Oh.
Just before Christmas.
And the crowd goes, "Oh."
I was the contract project manager on a government project, and the government announced they would not be renewing our contract, and our last day was Friday, which was the next day.
Yeah, that's rough.
So this guy, this boss, Yep. Got everybody together. He says, I brought everybody into the conference room first thing the next day, let everybody know that we were all out of a job. And that today was everybody's last day, including him.
That's rough. That's a tough job to do.
However.
Are we getting happier?
I had everybody email me their resumes. We went over everybody's in a conference room projector, updated them over the course of the day. So nobody did any work on their final day.
We then printed out
reference sheets for everybody. We spent the remainder of the day writing letters of recommendation for each other. I ordered everybody pizza. I bought everybody a round of drinks at the bar the next door, and everyone had jobs by the end of next week.
Oh, bless his cotton socks.
Now, if that happened to us here.
Yeah.
Simon's not buying us pizza.
Absolutely not. And are you helping me write a resume?
Nah.
Can talk on radio. That's all we've got to put on it.
It's your Feel Good Drive Home with Ellie and Taz. On 91.9 CFM.
You like to think that you're in touch with the kids.
Well, I'm just still in the mindset that I am a kid, you know?
Fair.
I haven't yet reached the milestones that most adults at my age have reached. Don't own a house. Don't have kids.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you have a dog.
I have a dog.
Look at you.
I have a car.
Yeah, pat yourself on the back. You bought a new car.
Halfway there. I mean, The dog's my boyfriend's dog, and I just kind of adopted him when I moved
in. And your boyfriend's also driving your new car.
Yeah.
So really, you don't have much to stand on. Okay, well, I'm going to actually show you, because I know that you act cool occasionally on this show to try and relate to the kids.
Yeah, bruh.
You know, you say lit, fam, slay.
Yeah, hung. Like, I was hung on the weekend.
What's that?
Like, I was hungover.
Oh.
No? Is that not?
No.
Was that
if I say that, I get sent to HR.
Oh, okay. Don't say then.
Slay, all right, is a big one.
Yeah, slay.
You think slay's cool?
Slay queen.
You think the kids say that?
I think the kids say it. I don't know if I'm cool enough to say it, like the kids say it so much,
Okay, well, have a listen to this. This is from Nicole Pellegrino on TikTok. Mm-hmm. She has, I think it must be the family or friends of hers that are in Gen Z.
Yeah.
These are teenagers.
Yeah.
They've told her about the word slay.
Oh.
It's not even funny how our slay is.
I can't say, like, that's a slay.
No! Oh, no.
Oh my God.
What about bet?
Mm-hmm. So slay is out. Bet's out.
How's the sass? No, you can't.
I can't even tell you how out slay is.
So, I don't know what bet is, to be honest.
No, and it's out. Who cares? Okay, you don't even need to know.
I never needed to learn.
If it came in, it's gone out the other side.
Yeah.
My next one is, you know, you and I, same age. Mm-hmm. We grew up on MSN.
Yeah.
Emojis were a big thing.
Yeah.
Or emoticons back in the day.
Do you still remember how to do, like, maybe you had to type in the actual characters to make the emoji, like a
open
colon
bracket.
And a bracket.
Yeah, open bracket, capital Y.
Yes.
Close bracket was the thumbs up.
Yes.
You couldn't just click it. Anyway.
We were coding at a young age.
That was where our coding began and ended. Mm. Next one is emojis.
Yeah.
Do you use the laughing emoji?
Almost exclusively.
Yeah. So I'll send you a joke.
Yeah.
You'll send a laughing emoji back.
Yeah.
You think that's fine?
Yeah.
Have a listen to what the kids say about the laughing emoji.
What about the laughing emoji?
What? You still use that? Do you actually use the laughing emoji? Like,
yes.
Dead serious.
When I'm laughing.
Wait, what? No, when you laugh, if it's something funny, you do crying. Because no one laughs by using the laugh.
Well, the skull.
The skull.
That's only if you're like insulting
someone as a joke.
If you're insulting someone as a joke, you can send them the skull emoji.
Yeah.
Doesn't that mean you're dead? Oh, that's what the kids are like. I'm dead.
Yeah,
so dead.
Crap show today. Skull, skull, skull. So if you're laughing at something, you have to put the crying emoji. They didn't answer the question on the TikTok. Well, what do you do if you're crying?
Yeah.
Do you laugh?
It is the laughing, crying one. Like, mine is the laughy, crying one. That you're laughing so hard that tears are coming out.
No, you're not allowed to do that. It's the crying emoji.
Oh, well,
so if you're laughing, you're crying.
That is just misleading and deceptive and not what it's there for, kids. Listen to your elders.
That's right. Grandma's talking.
Yeah, we grew up with MSN. We know what we're talking about.
Bracket, capital N, close bracket. All right? Giving you the thumbs down.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home. On 91.9 CFM.
Look, I feel like I need to get on the front foot here and just say a blanket sorry for what transpired at the CFM offices earlier today.
It's like you've never had an interaction with another human before. This was another one of those examples. So I got a call from you about 10:30 this morning and you've gone, hey, you at the office? I've gone, yeah. You say to me, what did you say on the phone?
Do you mind ducking downstairs to the ground level to pick up my dog food?
Now, I have a lot of questions, but I went, yep, no worries. You sounded like you needed help. You've gone, I've been in calling with the driver. The driver doesn't know where to go. Can you go downstairs, help him out? He's there in the car park. No worries. I'll go down the elevator. I'll just carry a box back upstairs. No props. I go down the elevator, get to the ground floor. I end up calling you. I walk around. I'm checking the car park, checking all corners of the car park. Maybe he's hiding somewhere. I'm checking out the back of the homemaker center that we're next to. Maybe he's parked behind Joyce Main or something. Maybe he's in a really big truck. I'm looking out the front. I'm looking out the back. He's not there.
Yeah.
I call you. Ellie, you've stitched me up. I was expecting you to pop out and be like, ha-ha, gotcha.
No, well, look, to your credit, you were straight onto it. You dropped everything. I don't know what you were doing at the time, but you dropped everything.
Nothing.
You were like, yep, I'm literally, I'm getting in the lift now. I'll go down. And I said, this is amazing. Thank you so much.
I was not busy.
Okay, well, that's good to know. That's good
but
to
I
know.
Am annoyed that I was, yeah.
Well, this is the thing, right? I thought it was going to be that easy. You go down, you pick it up.
Yep.
No worries. Yeah, unfortunately, I had been on the phone with this guy and he didn't understand what I was telling him when I said, come to Contiki Building,
okay.
Come to level 5,
yeah.
Drop it at reception.
Yeah.
It was just a bit much.
Yep.
And so I thought, cool. I said to him, are you in the car park? He said, yes.
Yes.
So I thought, okay, cool. Well,
great.
Easy. I said, wait outside Contiki Medical Center. I
yeah.
even gave him that. I said,
yeah.
type that in your maps.
Yes.
He said, no worries. And sure enough, he wasn't there. Anyway, all's well that ends well.
10 minutes later, he turns up. I get the box. We get the parcel. It's secured. You've got it now. This dog food better be worth it. This is the bougie dog food, by the way. There is a Cozy Lives going on. And you're spending a lot of money on some bougie dog food.
Well, my dog has bowel issues. So the kibble that we were giving him was not cutting the mustard.
Yes.
He was getting diarrhea everywhere, which then in turn was getting on my bed and on my couch.
Yeah, okay.
So we had to get this, this special stuff.
You've got this very bougie online-only brand that's delivered in their own special box. Simba better appreciate it.
Except the thing is, and I should probably come clean to you now, the reason that it wasn't being delivered to my home.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Why were you getting it delivered to work? You were at home calling me. You were hanging up the washing this morning. You could have taken it at home.
Because it's one of those your first box is 20% off situations.
You made a new account, didn't
you? And if you make a new account but you have the same address, it gets on to you.
Hate everything about this.
Well, the worst part is they initially had the delivery scheduled for Saturday and I had to call them and be like, oh, look, it's coming to my office and my office is closed on a Saturday, so we're going to have to move it back.
Simba better appreciate it.
Absolutely.
His back end better appreciate it. Let's put it that way.
Brand new to 91.9 CFM, it's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Tash.